It is an Anfield Wrap special. It is John Gibbons hosting. And we've got a couple of guests there with us today. We've got Alex and Charlotte from True Faith who've come down here to have a bit of a chat about various things. So I thought, well, I'll put them to work because that's what I do to everyone. So I thought we'd just speak to them about ownership and the ownership changes that they've been through, because I'm sure lots of people will have seen the rumours of, well, Liverpool are up for sale, and we know Liverpool are at least partially or potentially fully up for sale. Some of the strongest rumours around Qatari government, Qatari private funds, and things like that. And so I thought, well, the guests who've got today have been purchased by a state or a private investment fund, depending on how you or they want to look at it. So I thought I'd get their feedback, their sort of, you know, lived experience and what that's like. So first of all, thanks for doing this pod. I appreciate it.
Of course, thank you for having
thanks
us.
Thanks for having us, yeah.
Appreciate
so,
it.
From what I've seen from Liverpool supporters, there seems to be a little bit of a split. And there are the people who just want Liverpool to be the best team, who are delighted by the possibility that these people with seemingly endless cash are going to come in and try and make that possible. So you've got those people. You've got a second group who are like, it doesn't really feel great, but a lot of modern football doesn't feel great, and a lot of it's grubby, and I don't like loads of things, and I'd love to go back to various parts of the 80s without the racism and hooliganism if I could, but I can't, so fuck it, in for a penny, in for a pound. Mm-hmm. If you can't beat them, join them. There's those people, and then there's another group who are like, if this happened, I'd probably just pack it.
Yeah.
Without getting into the proportions, because I would imagine our proportions are quite different for various reasons, which I'll get into, is that a sort of similar situation to what it was when these stories first came about?
Yeah, I think so. I think definitely when the stories came about, I think the reality didn't match that. I think there are people that exist who have packed in support Newcastle United. They probably are such a small percentage of the fan base that it would be very hard to quantify them even as 1%. The reality of it is, and we get asked about this a lot, Charlotte and I, and we've been asked by national media outlets, the vast majority of fans just don't care.